Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So who's your friend this back? 23 after the hour. I think you're hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, which has won 2 international awards, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, which has won 5 international awards, thethirdingredient.com. Check those out. Tom Portizzi is our guest. He's the president and CEO of MFV Expositions. He's the largest producer of expos for the franchise industry on the planet, probably in the galaxy. And he's here to talk to us. We just talked about what he gave us a report on some research that indicated what millennials need to know before they start a business. But I want to move over and blend that thinking into the whole expo franchise industry world, Tom. I've said on the show many times before, mostly when I was having to defend the franchise industry against the Obama administration, that the franchise industry is one of the unsung, underappreciated gifts that America has given to the world. What do you think about that?
Well, I absolutely agree, and I appreciate you saying that. You know, franchising has provided an opportunity for people to get into business when they never could. As you know, Jim, the old saying in franchising is it allows you to be in business for yourself, but not by yourself.
Yeah, so I call it entrepreneur coloring inside the lines.
That's good. Can I steal that phrase?
Yes, you can.
The future? Mm. Do I have to pay you a royalty?
Yes, you do.
If I use it.
And I'll give you the clearing number later.
Well, I appreciate it. But yeah, it does. And, you know, I've been doing this for over 25 years. And as a result, I've met such incredible people. People who have started a business, have gotten it down to where it was so successful and had the desire to put others in business using that same formula. And they've grown to be huge businesses. Mm-hmm. And as a result, there have been hundreds of thousands of small business owners enjoying life with the help of the franchise company that is there not only to help them get into business, but there to support them throughout the business itself.
Well, yeah. Everybody isn't an entrepreneur. Everybody can't be a stone cold, blank sheet of paper, cold cloth, rub two nickels together and make a dime entrepreneur. Everybody can't do that. Everybody doesn't have the cold blood to do that. But it doesn't mean that they have to be an employee, which some people need to just be an employee, and thank God for that. But there's another level that we call franchising that you're talking about, Tom. And folks, this is where you can make a capital investment. You got some help, you got some support, which is one of your points on your research for the millennials starting a business. Who can help you? What kind of help do you need? And a franchisor, if you found the right one, will do that. But the other thing is, Tom, and this is what's great about your industry, is there's a franchise for every pocketbook out there, isn't there?
That is another great point. So, yes. So, you know, the franchising now touches every industry imaginable, right? It's you know, there's not an industry that I could think of that doesn't have some type of franchise representation. But as you point out, the same thing holds true for investment levels. You know, at the show we have this weekend, we'll have a couple of hundred franchise opportunities, but they'll range from, you know, $10,000 to, you know, over $1 million.
So now this expo you're putting on today is for people to find a franchise, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So folks, all the times we've talked about how to find a franchise that fits you, I've encouraged you to go online. I've encouraged you to buy there are books out there you can buy. But go to MFVExpo.com. Is it with an S, expo.com?
No S.
MFV Expo, and they can find where your events are around the country, right, on the calendar.
That's correct. That's right.
So how are millennials doing
in the
with
U.S. and abroad?
How are millennials doing with franchising? Are they taken to it?
They are. They are, because I think, as you just pointed out, you know, not everybody has that raw entrepreneurial spirit. And I think millennials fit really well in that, in that middle ground, right? They don't want to be employees. They do want to control their own future. They want to have their own business, but they want that little bit of a safety net. They want that little bit of a head start.
I see them being a higher concentration of millennials maybe than past generations, because the Kauffman Foundation indicates in their research that millennials are not as entrepreneurial as their parents were or their grandparents, but that doesn't mean they are not entrepreneurial at all. It just means they're probably not as likely to be stone cold entrepreneurs, but that's where the franchise is a perfect fit for them, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly right. It takes care of all of their concerns. It takes care of, the trepidation of making that leap. And one of the things, too, I just want to mention something about investment levels. You know, people look at the investment levels of franchising and so on, and typically it's not going to cost you any more to open a franchise than it's going to cost you to open that same business independently.
Right.
Yes, you have to pay a franchise fee, but – you know, in so many cases, the savings on equipment cost are on supplies.
Well, I call that pay it now or pay it later. One way or the other, I'd rather pay for it and get the information. Hey, Tom, I got to wrap it up. MFVExpo.com, folks. Check it out when you get a chance. Hey, Tom, will you come back?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
Yeah, we've enjoyed having you here. Tom Cortese, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.